AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're hearing that Hillary Clinton's people are pretty happy with how she did last night at the first Democratic candidates debate. Our Lisa Lehrer is in Las Vegas.
Hillary Clinton's camp is thrilled. They feel that she showed a commanding presence. She was comfortable, but she also really showed that she could be president. She was someone that Americans could imagine up there in the White House.
Our Jerry Bodlander was at the debate, too.
In the first Democratic debate, Hillary Rodham Clinton criticized Bernie Sanders on gun control.
Senator Sanders did vote five times against the Brady bill.
He criticized her support for the invasion of Iraq.
The worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
Martin O'Malley used the same phrase during the CNN debate on Westwood One, and Lincoln Chafee called the decision troubling.
An indication of how someone will perform in the future, and that's what's important.
And Chafee was alone in challenging Clinton over her emails, saying credibility is an issue. Jerry Bodlander, Las Vegas.
We don't know yet how many people may have been hurt or killed when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park in Palm Springs, Florida last night. But our Matt Sidensky reports from West Palm Beach.
But we did see two stretchers, each appearing to hold a covered body that were loaded into a white van.
Reality TV star and former L.A. Laker Lamar Odom is hospitalized after reportedly being found face down and unconscious at a Nevada brothel. No word on his condition, nor do we know exactly what happened to him. The Cubs are going into the National League Championship Series after beating St. Louis 6-4. And the Dodgers have forced a fifth game in the series by beating the Mets 3-1. Toyota is hoping that by the year 2050, it will sell almost no vehicles that use regular gasoline. It says it's trying to produce vehicles that reduce emissions. This is AP Radio News. The Air Traffic Controllers Union says there are so few controllers that we have a crisis that may lead to widespread flight delays. AP correspondent Joan Lowy.
They're not saying it's going to happen next week or next month, but they're saying that we're getting to a point where there's too few controllers, and so therefore we might have to slow down traffic. What the union is not saying is that this will affect safety.
AP Washington correspondent Joan Lowy. Doctors Without Borders says this morning it has received word that an international humanitarian fact-finding commission has asked the U.S. and Afghanistan to authorize an investigation of the U.S. deadly airstrikes on an Afghan hospital. The U.S. calls the strikes a mistake. President Obama has apologized. The repeated strikes on a hospital in Kunduz killed 12 staffers and 10 patients. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.